I'm joined now by Vance the Northwest Webster head coach, Marty Hart. Coach, you've been on a little hiatus here. You have had every pitfall and obstacle possibly known to man, I think, throughout the season. But good to have you back here on the program.
It's good to see you. It's been about like 3 weeks, I think, Rob.
It's been 3 weeks. It feels like 3 months.
It does.
For sure. And I know that it's felt like that for you guys, that just you can't catch a break this year. Last night, you come in a couple of weeks ago. You play probably your best football game of the year against St. Edmund, an absolute instant classic. You fall in that game 39-37 on a two-point conversion to end the game. You couple that, losing Braden Joel the very next week or going into the next week, last week against Garrigan. And then you have the defending state champions, Wes Hancock, the absolute buzzsaw that they are in your class of football. And so here you are, you know, with that. And it's just been one thing after the other. But I'll commend you and your guys. They're continuing to fight and do the best they can.
They are. Like you said, after the St. Ed's game, I thought, all right, you know, we're
turned a corner.
Yep, we're getting there. We're getting there. And then comes Algona. We're only down 7-0 at half. I'm like, right where we need to be. They're huge, you know, and we're still battling. And then Braden Joel, of course, goes down with an MCL, and the wheels come off the bus. And I can understand some of it. And then we get hit with COVID again. And then homecoming, of course, and four players, starters, seniors, they're quarantined. So they passed Wednesday of this week, and we get three of them back. And one, my defensive tackle, Joey Goodwin, he went through 2 weeks of quarantine with the team, gets off of quarantine, and then is set by a student who had it, goes right back into quarantine. Monday was his first day back in a month. 20 minutes into practice, one of our big old offensive tackles falls on his ankle, and it's like a softball. I just hugged him. He just, you know, I felt so bad for the kid.
Man,
you know, it's been like that, Rob, though, you know, for the last 3 weeks. Like you said, we just, you know, COVID this and that, but we just can't catch any breaks. You know, it's just.
Well, here's the positive part to that, is that now, you know, everybody's going to make the playoffs. So what you've done to this point really doesn't matter. And it's a one-game season. You don't have to be better in a three-week span than people. You don't have to have had a better season than them. You just have to be better one night now. And that's going to be the focus, I'm sure, this week.
It is. And we talked to we had eight seniors played their last home game last night. And we just told the whole team, look, you know, we tried to battle the best we could with what we have left. And I said, now everybody's 0-0, you know, so anything can happen. We work hard, you know, and good things will happen. And the kids did, you know, you've seen Britt, and I mean, they're just a machine. They do everything well, but they've been doing it for 30, 40 years.
True.
You know,
they're a powerhouse.
They are. Nothing against Britt. I mean, that's a great program they got up there. And the kids, though, especially our seniors, you know, and there's a lot of tears shed, you know, but they stuck right there, you know, and that's all you can ask at this point. So then I said, now we got to build on it.
Yeah.
So let's go into the playoffs, get our daubers up, and have at it.
Well, here's the nice part to that, too, is West Hancock's going to have a bye. You don't have to worry about them. You're probably going to be playing a good opponent, but not a elite world beater type of an opponent in this first game. So the playing field will be a little bit more even, and you have some more headway to be able to make some progress here, I think.
Yeah. You know, we'll probably draw a 3 seed, you know. But at this point, you know, and the captain stood up and they said, you know, coach, we don't care really who we play. We're just happy we get to play, and it's time, you know, to work harder so we can continue this. You know, I still have like 3 kids out with the virus thing that, you know, if we make the next round, they'll be back. But the kids are focused, you know, they're ready to get after it Monday, and they're focused that first game. And
We'll see, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, that's the beauty of it. Coach Marty Hart is my guest here on the High V Fort Dodge Coach's Corner, and that's the beauty of the postseason is it just takes that one time and that one night. 48 minutes is all it takes here at this point for you, and that's what it's going to be like here. And we'll find out today who you're going to play. You know, Braden Joel went down, MCL. He's done. You're not going to get him back off of that MCL. Has that changed what you're trying to do from a play calling standpoint, the scheme standpoint?
Yeah, it has. I mean, so I had to take my sophomore starting free safety, who last year as a freshman played some running back. But, you know, and we had to throw him in, and he's catching it. You know, he's trying to play catch-up because he hadn't played running back for us all year. So we got to adjust. You know, we talked earlier, like the first show, about bringing in a whole new system. It's kind of like bringing in another whole new system.
Overhauling what you already put down.
Yeah, the kids are finally starting to pick it up. Now it's like, well, we got to adjust a lot more now, you know.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's the difficulty of the just bad luck that you've been dealt with this first year. I mean, the one thing that you know, the one positive you had is on the personal side, you retired from your full-time job here this year. So, you know, you had a personal milestone there in a positive way there. So, but on the football end, man, it has just been one thing after the other. Yep. And, Coach, I don't know what you need to do. I don't know if you need to call a tarot reader or what you need to do to get some right mojo going here.
I need an exorcist. You know, come over and give us an exorcist.
Something is going on here. If we were closer to Louisiana, I'd tell you to find somebody down there and get some of that good juju going. It's been a bad run here for Coach Marty Hart, advanced to Northwest Webster. But, you know, the new season, man, we wiped the slate clean. Everybody's 0-0 now, so I think you just got to do what you can day by day to put your best foot forward and be ready to play Friday night.
Exactly. I said, you know, especially for these seniors, this is icing on the cake for you guys. You know, they haven't tasted playoffs. Well, none of them have, you know, in a while. So I said, count your blessings. You get one more shot to do something great, you know, for the program and for yourself. So.
Yeah, and make, you know, hopefully make some headway, make a little noise in the playoffs, and you're right. You know, you probably will be a three seed in one of those pods. You're going to play a two seed, which is, like I said, going to be a manageable football game, I think, from a talent standpoint. And you hope that it's a deal where it's a team that, from a personnel standpoint, you match up with, you know, in kind of a positive manner. You know you're going to be on the road. You know, we know almost everything except for the exact details of who it is, where it is in that regard at this point. And so I think you have some stuff that you can build on. And you know, hopefully you'll get kind of everything going in the right direction. I know last night was just looking at it against West Hancock. I knew going in it was just running into a buzzsaw. And look, as I told you this morning before we got started, you know, don't feel bad because they're doing it to everybody.
Exactly, exactly. You know, we onside kick the very first play, recover it, march right down the field about the 15, and like we talked about earlier, it's all of a sudden like somebody flipped a switch on them, and then it was like, whoa, and next thing we know, they're going the other way, you know. And
when you drive the field against a team like that, you have to score. You cannot stall out against a team like that.
You get a chance to get anything, you got to get it on them. Because you're not going to get many more chances once they figure it out. And, you know, so, yeah, it was the kids, like I said, some of them, they were in awe, some of them. I said, you know, they're human just like you. It's just they've had longer time doing the same thing they're doing, where you've had 1 year to learn everything new again. So,
yeah.
Hopefully we can get that way.
And they're led by,
I think we can.
You know, they're led by Cole Kelly, who's one of the best running backs in this state, an absolute monster. I called him a rolling ball of switchblade knives because that's what it's like tackling that when you try to tackle that guy. He's been in the top five in every rushing category out there. And that's, you know, you had your tall task because you got him and you got that really good offensive line they have that he's running behind too
Nobody's been able to stop them really all year since they lost game one against Garner Hayfield, and that woke them up, I think, and then they've been on a tear ever since.
Yeah, and we, you know, watching film of the kids breaking down their film, I said, you're only going to try to tackle him high once.
Yeah.
And he's going to tattoo you.
Yeah.
And we had a couple kids that got tattooed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He brings it to you.
He does.
Yeah. Great kid. Good athlete, you know. But I don't know, Rob. We're going to see. Maybe I'll have you come over and give a little emotional talk here.
Well, and we may could do that. I actually have. I always have one on reserve too. My coaching days, I always have one in the back pocket for that too. And so, maybe we'll do that. I don't know what exact card to play for you here, but I think the message is loud and clear this week, Coach Hart, and that is wipe the slate clean. We got one game right in front of us. It's a one-game season at this point. Let's put it together for 48 minutes.
Exactly. I said, now it's totally and all up to you guys. Do you just want to show up? Do you want to battle? Do you want to win and move on or go home? So, and the kids, they're fired up about it. You know, like I said, they haven't had that taste. I said,
yeah,
it's kind of a different way of getting there, but we're there. You know, it doesn't matter. We're there.
That's all that matters.
Exactly.
Whether I take a train to New York or I take a plane to New York, I'm in New York.
There you go.
And exactly. And that's the deal here. Coach Marty Hart, I appreciate your time. Again, encouragement here to just continue the positive way, continue doing the best you can with the right foot forward here, and hopefully some things are going to break your way. It can't rain forever, can it? I mean,
I don't know. We're in a really rainy season right now, Rob.
telling you. Well, good luck in the playoffs. We'll find out who you play later on today, and continue to try to keep these guys focused and positive here, and just do the absolute best you can to put it together one week at a time here now in the playoffs.
And we're surely going to do that, Rob. And I know this sounds cliche every time I see you, but we really appreciate what you do for our program and the coverage you give us, because we've never had that. So,
well, I do appreciate you saying that. And we certainly because you guys are a neighbor to us, we certainly want to extend that platform and have done that to about the best we can. You know, there's only so much time in the day, and there's only so much time on the air that I have. And I'm balancing that with a lot of teams. And so, but you guys always are a priority for us being a local team, and we'll see how you do next week, and we'll let's have you back on win or lose Friday night. Let's have you back on, and hopefully we're talking about kind of a big message to the state of Iowa that you guys
you
have
go.
Got one here in the playoffs.
There you go. I'll be here.
Thank
you again so much.
You're welcome. Coach Marty Hart, my guest here. We'll take a break here, and Mike Zalat will talk some St. Edmund cross country with Coach Mike Zalat when we return here on the High V Fort Dodge Coaches Corner on Sunday 99.7 online, yourfortdodge.com.
Iowa's elections need you. We're looking for poll workers for the upcoming election who can assist with voter check-in and balloting to make Election Day a success in all 99 of Iowa's counties. Many employers offer paid time off if you help at a polling place. Even if yours doesn't, your county auditor will pay you for the time you spent training and working. Are you ready to do your part by doing more than just vote on Election Day? Fill out the form at pollworker.iowa.gov to get involved. Sponsored by the Iowa Secretary of State's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
High V Fort Dodge is a proud supporter of area athletics. Make sure you stop into Hy-Vee's Market Grill Express before the next big game. Whether it's a quick bite or a full meal, nobody does fresh better than Hy-Vee Market Grill Express. From made-to-order gourmet hamburgers to breakfast favorites and everything in between, they have something to satisfy every appetite. And don't forget happy hour every day from 4 till 7. Here's to a great season for your favorite team from your Fort Dodge Hy-Vee.